This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
You're listening to the Evening Edition with Lynn and Kelvin. It's now time for the market wrap, and we have Sean Danis in the studios with us. So, Samsung has announced the first consumer-ready foldable smartphone called Galaxy Fold. The launch has sparked mixed reactions among consumers. Why?
So, the reaction has been amazing, I would say, a bit overwhelming also, because I guess it's something fresh from Samsung, and people also do feel very strongly about smartphones today because I guess it's like an extension of ourselves. So this Galaxy Fold, it has been priced at about $2,000. And when I first heard about it, I imagined it to be something else, like, you know, like I was kind of stuck in the Motorola era foldable phones, which you can just like flip it like that and then just talk to.
Do you remember how great those were?
Yeah,
everyone was obsessed with them.
Yeah.
Being able to slam your phone at the end of a call was exciting.
I think that excites people. But
the drama.
I think you can still do that, because it turns out this one has a special display that can fold open if you want to use it like a tablet. And when closed, it becomes like a traditional phone. So you can still slam your phone. So consumers, I mean, of course, they have been looking for more innovation in the smartphone market. So I guess more expensive brands like Samsung have to do something different to break the tradition and also to justify their premium pricing.
Well, that's the thing, right? With the premium pricing, nobody's going to be slamming this phone. You're not going to be slamming your $2,000 phone. I'm pretty sure of that. Analysts have been cautiously optimistic. They see the phone as a game changer, but they also warn investors, you know, just not to expect the product to become a major contributor to Samsung's profits this year. Would you say that's accurate?
Yeah, last year Samsung's overall smartphone shipment declined at about like 8%, and this is despite them leading in terms of market share. So a couple of CNBC analysts did raise the question on whether the Galaxy Fold is ever going to create huge sales. And the answer for me is probably not, because at $2,000, it is a high price point and it's more like a status symbol. Mm. I don't think everyone would carry something that's expensive in their pockets. But perhaps there's a bigger strategy for the future at Samsung, and this is just to test the consumer acceptance for foldable smartphones. Because if the device offers better experience than current tablet phones, or rather phablets they call it, and maybe perhaps they could roll out cheaper foldable phones in the future. But I guess, you know, there are other companies like Huawei, Oppo, and all these other Chinese companies. They will step ahead of that, you know, market, and they will probably do something more cheaper than that, than what Samsung can offer.
Do you guys want to use a foldable phone? Do you want to go back to that, you think?
I would want to, only for nostalgic purposes.
Yeah, I don't know
functionally how does it help me.
I'm not sure. I think I might buy one of the old ones, like a clamshell, but that's more just for fun. I don't know if I necessarily want to spend this amount of money, but I'm not a tech expert.
I think for me, I see the practical value in it, because that's someone, and I think for many other reporters who work outside, being able to type out reports, being able to type up scripts on a bigger screen.
Now you're already
selling
the phone to me.
And anyway.
But yeah, it's really useful for if you take that into context. So yeah, maybe they'll find a market for this type of foldable smartphones going forward.
What I find another thing also is that it's true that they shouldn't expect this to be extremely profitable at the start, because when, for example, LG tried to move in the direction of modular phones, that's where it didn't make a profit and then they stopped investing in it. So I hope that's not like a step, that's not a direction that this foldable phone will go into as well.
Hopefully.
Yeah. So back home on Bursa, MSM Malaysia Holdings Berhad was among the top decliners earlier today. How did it close?
MSM Malaysia, which is the sugar manufacturer, they announced the first quarterly loss since June 2017 at about 10.4 million ringgit. So the counter fell about 15 cent this morning. And overall, in the past 1 year, MSM fell about 41% due to lower sales volume and cheaper average selling prices. The group is also expecting a challenging year ahead of the proposed soda tax for sugar beverages in April. So MSM closed down 3.7% at 2 ringgit and 31 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.